We want to speak to you about reaction, because taking charge of that whole field is an important part of your growth as a spiritual being, as well as a human being. What we mean is that at any given time, there are things that can be responded to in a fearful way, in a negative way, in an excited way. And the reason you do not want to let that be something that just happens is because each of those responses has a particular impact, not only on your body physiologically, but on your spirit as well. Now, we want to be clear about this, because we are not saying that you should move away all of the responses except for the lacy ones or the pretty ones, because that itself would be out of balance too. But when you are in charge of what you are reacting to, then as you move through your reactions, you can gauge the impact that they are having on you. And since the world, of course, is not all dark or all light, you want to be careful that you do not go too far in either direction. So what are we saying here? Well, when you overload even light reactions or reactions to what is good or beautiful, but if that is all you are reacting to, you can actually become a little out of balance, less grounded, not so much in the world that you are walking in, but lifting up out of the world, which is a wonderful thing to do when you are meditating. But in life, there are some reactions that are necessary that seem to be more on this other side. And what is the purpose then? Well, the purpose is to be able to have a reaction, but not let it topple you. If there is a difficult thing going on that you need to know about, then part of your reaction needs to be to know that that is happening. But then not to chain that to every other negative thing in the world and take that into your body, because that is not healthy. And it is also out of balance. You probably have noticed that there are people in the world who are looking for all of one side or all of the other. And if you look at the way they walk in the world, it is not a very balanced walk, and it is noticeable. So when you look at reactions, you want to do two things. You want to know that you will have reactions to many things, because life is many things. But you want to be the one who decides where the boundary actually lives for you and for what is good for you. And so we are not being critical of good, light things, but what we are saying is that since you are walking through the world, it cannot be the only thing to which you have a reaction. There are other things going on in the world as well. Now, here is a thing we want you to be careful about. We want you to be careful about the reactions on this side, because they need to be almost more intellectual than emotional. So here is the information you have, and you know that in your mind, but you do not want to be drawing that into your physical body to upset the balance of what is needed energetically in your body. On the other hand, you do not want to let in only what is exhilarating or that tends to draw you out of body, but you certainly want to be aware of every good light thing that is happening in the world. Part of what you are protecting here is the energy in your own body, the balancing in your own body. And when you go too far on either side, you must be willing to look at that as indulgence. Indulgence of the negative, indulgence of the positive. When the scales go out of balance, then you are probably taking in things in such a way that it is not going to help you be the balance that you actually need to be. And in these times, of course, there has been a battle to stay out of too much negative intake because there has been such a lot of it. But we can begin, even in the negative situations, to celebrate the lightning of that energy when it happens. It is almost like a balance within a balance. And certainly we can have rejoicing when we see those who have not seen the light, but they are discovering the light. There's a great joy to be had on this side of the scales as well. But what we want to guard is the balance in our own bodies. We're sure you have read some of these studies, but there are biochemical reactions to too much of anything. And we want to keep the balance in our bodies and keep boundaries around our reactions. Now, here's a thing to remember, because certainly there is fear in the world. When a fearful reaction happens, it is going to impact you. And so the balanced thing to do there is breathe it out and release it as quickly as you can, because it is good for you to do that. And because holding fear in your body not only is not good for your body, but it does not protect you. One of the patriarchal misalliances of teaching that to be hyper aware and fearful is going to protect you. It does not. The wheels are turning, your wheel is turning, we are moving ahead. We want to know that some things will not move in the way that we like, but we want, rather than to be highly reactive, we want to be ready to move to a better reaction, to a better choice. So that is quite a lot of teaching for the evening, but this is the time in which we want to keep this particular lesson in mind. So if you will begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, balance goes. Feel the blue of peace come down around you. And as you breathe in that energy, exhale fear. feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root. And let that cleansing energy wash away any impediment to your creating your life, to creating what you want in your life, what is good in your life. Feel the cleansing energy come into the second center and allow that energy to wash away judgment and shame as it has been turned against you or anyone else. And see the waterfall in the second center, the waterfall that washes anything out of your life that you need to release, knowing that many things come into your life. But here is the natural function of the second center and the waterfall. It washes away what does not belong with you. Feel the cleansing energy come into the solar plexus. Let the cleansing energy wash away any of the emotions that might have been held in illusion, that might have been held too long, that might have been held past the time which they serve you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and wash the heart. Feel the beauty and the power of your own heart center. And feel the wisdom of the cleansing energy that washes out of your heart anything you do not need to hold. Feel the cleansing energy come into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash any communication that does not respect your spirit. Feel all of that removed from your communication center. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And feel the cleansing energy wash the third eye and make you able to intuit without fear, to intuit inwardly and outwardly. And feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and wash the crown. And as the crown opens gently and easily, let the cleansing energy wash away anything that prevents you from receiving what the universe and your high self wish for you to have in your life. Feel the golden light of the universe join with the energy in your crown and begin to draw you up. And feel how lightly you move up, how high you move up. Feel yourself a part of the universe, the beauty and the balance. Every light being the universe's light and yours as well. Feel a path in the sky that is your path. And as you walk on the path, walk without laboring, without work, and let that path take you as high as you wish to go. And see the gates that open for you and usher you into a place where you are renewed and strengthened. Feel the energy of gold falling all around you and in you. And find the water where you refresh yourself. And move upward until you have found your teacher. And take this time to be with your teacher. Receive a gift from your teacher. Rest the mind and know the gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be with you. And return to the path, taking with you the riches of this place that is yours. Come down, walk the path back to the room. And above the room, find those who sit with you and find a gift or a symbol for each of them. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.